I shouldn't say that about Prince Charles, because I actually met him at one time. Well, when I say I met him, we were in the choir and we were singing when he and Princess Diana did their tour, you know. And it's a funny thing, we were singing in, they visited Llanapier Hospital. And the rain was absolutely pouring down, it was like monsoon, and we were about an hour waiting for them to come along. And we were drenched to the bone, you know. And of course we were singing the God Bless the Prince of Wales, and Prince Charles was in the door, he listened to us. And then he turned around to his aides, and I always remember what he said. He said, "I think I'd better go out and have a word with this sodden choir," he said. And I said, you know, of course he meant sodden. And I took him back, you know. So anyway, he came out, and he, you know, in all that rain, he shook hands with us and had a word with us. And I told him, I said, "I hope the next time you come, Prince Charles, you'll bring better weather with you," you know. So, and he's quite nice, he's quite charming, actually. Princess Diane, she just stood in the doorway, she wouldn't come out, but it was quite a nice day, well, apart from the weather.
How do you feel about the idea of a Prince of Wales?
I like the idea, to be quite honest. I don't ask me why, but it's got a nice ring to it, the Prince of Wales, you know. And I think he has, and you know, he's conducted his duties as regards to Wales. He visits quite often, and I think he's bought a house up in Wales, isn't he? You know, and his son is following suit now in Anglesey. He's going to set up home there after his marriage, isn't he? And yeah, I've got no problem being the Prince of Wales at all.